look, everything in Washington has been a lie. Weapons of mass destruction.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Release the Kraken!
3, 2, 1. Thunderbirds are go.
Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again.
To abandon the ideals we have advanced around the globe, to refuse the obligations of international leadership, and our duty to remain the last best hope of Earth, for the sake of some half-baked, spurious nationalism cooked up by people who would rather find scapegoats than solve problems.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
World War II. For the last 70 years, we've had a new world order. And that is now under severe stress, not only in Europe.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order. Because the global order is changing again.
After 1989, President Bush kept said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
It's an incredible window of opportunity to lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century.
This is a conspiracy against you, the American people, and we cannot let this happen or continue.
You know, they have a word. It sort of became old-fashioned. It's called a nationalist. And I say, really, we're not supposed to use that word. You know what I am? I'm a nationalist, okay? I'm a nationalist.
As a practical matter, is it done?
I don't think it's done.
This is just the beginning. I think this is far from over.
This is just the beginning.
There are a lot of open questions.
This is not over.
But this isn't over.
I don't think it's over until the Mueller report sings.
It is certainly nowhere near the end.
Neil Katyalkin has said that this is just the beginning.
The end of his investigation, but it's just the beginning.
Or the end of the beginning, not the beginning of the end.
It's just the beginning of the fight.
Just the beginning.
It's just the beginning.
This is just the beginning.
So it begins.
Is this really just the beginning?
This is just the beginning.
The beginning of an argument.
This is just the beginning.
This is kind of just the beginning.
This is just the beginning.
Is this just the beginning of the beginning?
This isn't something's over and let's reflect on what just happened.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't over. Still isn't over.
Democrats are going to argue this is just the beginning.
This is just the beginning.
I think we're really at the beginning, maybe the middle.
That this is the beginning of more questioning and more witnessing.
With more questions today than answers.
This is only the beginning, not the end.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
We have enough information to sit and wonder, might this be the greatest crime in American history?
There's tons of proof of potential collusion.
Dramatic evidence of collusion.
This is collusion.
Most explicit public evidence of collusion.
That the collusion piece of this, piece by piece, starting to be built out.
How is all of that not collusion?
We've got a dozen instances of clearly the Russians colluding this election with top Trump officials.
There was clearly some collusion. It's a matter of much collusion there was.
We're too incompetent to collude with Russia, but he can lure Anthony Kennedy off the Supreme Court. Doesn't add up.
There's a dark cloud from Mueller over this White House.
Dark cloud over the White House.
That cloud hangs over the White House.
The continuing existential threat to this presidency.
Mueller is an existential threat.
And the existential threat.
An existential threat.
Existential threat.
An existential threat.
Single most serious scandal in the history of the United States.
United States. And it is Mueller who will bring these lies to the House Committee on the Judiciary when it inevitably takes up its constitutional responsibility and impeaches, resist.
That when that decision was made, in a lot of ways, Donald Trump's fate was sealed.
We have a guy, a president, who clearly is owned by Putin.
It could technically eclipses Benedict Arnold.
If Donald Trump is not a Russian intelligence and political asset, how could you tell the difference?
And Trump, an asset of Russian intelligence.
Chait lays out what could be considered the worst case scenario, that Donald Trump has been a Russian intelligence asset since 1987.
The piece acknowledges that that is probably not true, but it might be.
Is the operation that Russia started during the campaign, is it over? Or are they still running it? Are we still in this now?
Robert Mueller will likely indict people that Donald Trump cares about.
But is he an asset?
100%.
If he were really an innocent man, he wouldn't be behaving this way.
Everyone's running around acting guilty because they're guilty.
There is going to be a bridge of data here that is going to be unassailable.
There was no collusion, and Mueller knows it. If you're shaking your head at that, you are not alone.
He will fire Mueller at some point. You can see it. He's teeing it up. And that's where this is
going. Not collusion. Can you read, or can you repeat the question? Could you repeat the question for me again? I'm sorry, what was the question? Can you read the last question? Can you repeat the question? Can you repeat the last part of that question? That went a little fast for me. You have to repeat that for me. Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry, could you repeat that one? I apologize.
Sure.
Can you start it again?
Okay.
Can you repeat the question just to make certain that I have it? I'm sorry, could you restate? I'm sorry, could you again repeat the question? Pardon me? Can you ask?
They both worked on your team, didn't they?
I know. I heard Strzok. Who else were you talking about? Who? Can you repeat that? Sorry. Can you move the microphone a little closer?
Director, please speak into the microphone.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Director, could you speak more directly into the microphone? Could you speak into the microphone?
Yeah, I will.
Director, please speak into the microphone.
I'd have to look more closely at the statute.
I just read it to you.
I'm not familiar with that. I am not certain of the person who originally can't find it quickly, but please continue. In those areas, I am going to stay away from. I have no knowledge on either. Don't know that for sure. I am not familiar with that. I'm not going to comment on that. I'm not going to try to explain that. I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah.
I don't know when I found that out. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about that. I can't speak to that. I can't go into the discussion. I'm not going to speak to that. Can't get into that. That's not within my purview. I'm not going to get into that. Can't get into details. And I'm not going to answer that question, sir. Well, I can't get into it. Can't speak to that. I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to speak to that. It was outside our purview. I recall that one. Cannot remember it. Don't believe so. Can't get into that. Internal deliberations. Not going to get into that. Can't get into that. I can't get into the evidentiary file. I can't get into it. Can't get into that.
A lot of things you can't get into.
I think this has been a disaster for the Democrats, and I think it's been a disaster for the reputation of Robert Mueller.
As they were using him for clarity, he'd somehow fog it up. On optics, this was a disaster.
A lot of Democrats in particular used the D word and branded this a disaster early on.
I think the country watching and saying, okay, we've been waiting for this. What was this that we just saw? Ultimately, it didn't land where the Democrats said.
From the Democratic perspective, to me so far, it's been a bit of a bust.
I hate to be the contrarian on the network. I did not think it went well.
Was the ball advanced?
No. Impeachment's over.
I think the likelihood of impeachment went down sharply today.
I thought he was boring. I thought in some cases he was sort of evasive.
I thought Mueller's performance was uninspired. He was clipped. He was confused at times. He did not persuade anybody.
He seemed lost at times.
He was the FBI director when I worked for George W. Bush. To be honest, this was not the Robert Mueller I knew. But he wouldn't actually say what happened. I thought that was frustrating.
There were times in the hearing when he was sharp as a tack. But we can't avoid the fact that there were times in the hearing that he was not.
You do not have that viral movie trailer moment of Robert Mueller looking directly into a camera and saying something in 15 or 20 seconds that the Democrats can spread around the world.
And was that intentional for him to be less relevant?
Yeah, well, he certainly succeeded. It was like watching a passionate conversation with an answering machine.
And I expected perhaps a little bit more forceful defense of this investigation.
Robert Mueller, as you can see in these clips, if you didn't get a chance to see the hearing today, was evasive and restless, and sometimes he did not appear to have full command of the report that he issued.
There were also times when it seemed like he was unfamiliar with parts of the investigation. Now, I don't know if he couldn't hear or if actually he is not as well-versed with this report as many of the people on this panel are right now.
A very ineffective defense of his own work.
They have to make the decision. Are they going to impeach him or are they not going to impeach him? If they're going to impeach him, get going.
But I haven't been his staffer for 22 months inside the hermetically sealed special counsel's team. So if anyone on that team, if any one of those people knew that this is what would happen today, shame on them.
What do you think the Democrats should do next?
I think at this point, it's about duty. I mean, I'm not a political analyst. I'm about the rule of law. And I think that...
Oh, but you're smart. You work at the FBI. You're a law professor. What do you think they should do?
I think they need to begin an impeachment inquiry. I mean, this has, you know, if you are looking at this from an investigative point of view, there is more than enough reasonable suspicion.
But you can't finish the job.
To
you will not impeach this
matter.
President.
You know, the FBI every day gets leads where they don't know if it's going to result in a successful
prosecution. But you know
now
it won't result in a successful prosecution.
You know, you don't know the future. I mean, we think that, but there are factors that unfold as things go on. And frankly, it will drive the president nuts. Like, he might have some Colonel Jessup moment where he confesses everything on national television.
But that's
like,
not necessarily
you know
the, best, the best reason to do it.
But right. I'm saying that we don't know the outcome.
All right, I
we
got
do
you.
It for what is right now.
Phil Mudd.
Two words. They should shut up. They might see some indication of wrongdoing. A, they're, as you're suggesting, they will never reach the end of this in 15 months. And B, it's going to divide America. So if you can't reach a conclusion, and if it's bad for the country, regardless of whether you see some evidence of wrongdoing, do you think that you should pursue this? I'd say, A, for reasons of America, shut up. And B, I'm not a politician, but if you think Americans are going to say, I'm going to watch this show paint drying for another 15 months, if I, you know, I watch this myself, and I'd say, leave me alone.
Now, before we go to questions, I want to add one correction to my testimony this morning. I want to go back to one thing that was said this morning by Mr. Liu, who said, and I quote, you didn't charge the president because of the OLC opinion. That is not the correct way to say it. As we say in the report, and as I said at the opening, we did not reach a determination as to whether the president committed a crime. And with that, Mr. Chairman, great answer.
E pluribus unum. That's the guidance our founders gave us. They couldn't imagine how many we would be or how different we'd be from each other. They want us to remember that we are one. So when we go down this path, we want it to be as unifying for our country, not dividing. And that's why we want it to be the strongest possible case. Lincoln said, President Lincoln said, public sentiment is everything. Well, in order for the public to have the sentiment, the public has to know. So I hope you will be messengers of the truth to the public. We think today was really a milestone in making that that sentiment be more informed.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
The sharing of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish things that simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
To me, is the most important thing that's ever been said on this show, on any show on this air, and that we are at war. It is time for the Democrats to wake up. We are playing against cheaters and liars or stealers. And with all due respect to Michelle Obama, when they go high, when they go low, we got to do whatever we have to do. We actually have a government led by Moscovich and criminal Trump. Oh, by the way, we're going to call him unindicted criminal Trump now, because in two instances, he has been an unindicted criminal. So I know in regular, when you're playing fair, you're supposed to call him President Trump. Just like we're going to call him Moscovich, we're going to call him criminal Trump. And another message for the Democrats, it is time to move forward. There are two takeaways from Mueller that we're going to use as we go to war. Number one, the president broke the law, and when he's out of office, he can go and will go to jail. And number two, we are vulnerable with our election systems. That's our two things. We may not have won the battle of impeachment, but we're going to win the war of putting him in jail, whatever we have to do. And we're not going to necessarily play fair. And for all the intellectuals out there
whose hair is going to go on fire, but we're becoming like them, we're becoming like them. We cannot lose the next election. We will go back 50
And that's why
years.
33% of the people in this country believe the fake news is, in fact, and I hate to say this, in fact, the enemy of the people. The left-wing media doesn't want to solve problems. They want to stoke resentment. It has to stop. They believe that progress isn't good for profit or for whatever reason it is they're playing their game. Our movement is about safe homes, great jobs for every citizen. Our movement is about love for our fellow Americans. Our movement is for everyone and belongs to anyone who wants to build a better future. You can do it right here in the USA, right here.
She may have the media, the money, and the special interests on her side. But Donald Trump and I have got a... But she may have the media, the money, and the special interests on her side. But I'm telling you what, from where I stand, we got a basket of Americans that are saying enough is enough. And you know, they're especially saying enough is enough on that fast and loose ethics that always accompanies the Clintons. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, it really is amazing to think that while she was, stay with me on this, while she was Secretary of State in charge of all of our foreign policy, she had a private family foundation that took millions of dollars from foreign governments. You with me? And then in between those two things, she had a private server to keep those emails of what was going on there apparently out of the public reach. And then when it was found out she had a private server, she used high technology and hammers to try and get rid of those emails. But you know, truth is a force of nature, and the truth's been coming out.
Excuse me, my turn.
That we've done. They could look into the book deal that President Obama made. Let's subpoena all of his records. Let's subpoena all of the records having to do with Hillary Clinton and all of the nonsense that went on with Clinton and her foundation and everything else. We could do that all day long.
Which I will now do, which is great. You know, I love getting even with people, but I will.
Purge of top officials.
That purge continues.
President's purge of...
Niger, we've seen the purge.
This purge, plus the Trump purge.
The president's purge. The purge.
That the president's purge of...
President Trump continues his...
The constitutional crisis alarm bells are ringing. But is anybody listening?
This is leading to a constitutional crisis.
Destruction of the constitutional norms.
Constitutional crisis.
Constitutional crisis.
Could be a constitutional crisis.
The president really wants a constitutional crisis.
Constitutional crisis.
Constitutional crisis.
Perhaps constitutional crisis.
Constitutional crisis.
This is a shocking breach of democratic norms. This is an assault on the rule of law. This is an assault on the Constitution. This is unconscionable what Donald Trump is doing here. He is assaulting the FBI and the Department of Justice because he is meddling in the investigation of his own campaign.
And Max, you're a Republican, aren't you?
Making this a
constitutional crisis.
That's an attack on our Constitution.
This is another violation of constitutional norms.
Where did you fall in the year 2018 when the President of the United States tried to dismantle the Constitution? And you're going to have to answer that.
This constitutional breach.
Constitutional chicken.
Constitutional crisis.
Constitutional crisis.
Trumpism's most powerful enemy, the Constitution of the United States.
And then we're into constitutional crisis territory.
We are in a constitutional crisis.
Constitutional crisis.
This presidency is kind of like a choose your own adventure where every ending ends in a constitutional crisis.
Watch this.
It was unhinged. It was wild.
Bluster, bravado, exaggeration,
and a few loose facts.
Bizarre, contentious. If we're looking in, we're getting an insight into the mind of our president that he is just obsessed with coverage.
It was like a guy almost like on a couch explaining his problems to a shrink.
It was sprawling. It was all over the place. It was a roadmap of his mind. It is a very disturbing roadmap.
Notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
They just keep doubling down again because there's no one that's willing to hold them accountable.
Were you surprised at his at times inability to recall specific things or get tripped up?
I don't know, Mr. Mueller, so I couldn't be surprised or not.
And still, to this day, I mean, I heard some of the media saying that they thought Mueller performed okay. In other words, they let a day go by, and then they'll try and spin it. These are very dishonest people. These are very bad people.
Everyone wants to know what Democrats are going to do right now. So I've been up here in Washington. I'm still here. I'm trying to figure out what is the plan going forward.
The Russians began this misinformation and disinformation attack on our democracy as early as 2014, well before the 2016 election. They are continuing.
That is very, very different than the president conspiring with the Russians. And so I'm still left saying, how did we get here, Mark? Why was the president, why was his team subjected to this? Why was the country, for goodness sakes, subjected to this?
The mainstream media will still, by and large, run with just about anything that they tell them. They don't have to be fact-based. There doesn't have to be any evidence. As long as they say it, that's all that they need, because mainstream media has become the de facto marketing division of the DSC.
That is not an overstatement. And what's important to note is how much of the report is redacted, which means as dire as it appears, we still don't know the half of it.
If nothing else should persuade you to keep your mind open to the possibility of something deeply weird happening at any time. That should close your mind only to the possibility that there's somebody out there who knows what happens next.
The lack of Republican involvement or engagement here is really a disservice to our country.
Best thing they've got right now is to try to conflate those issues, because yesterday was such a disaster.
More than 200 times yesterday, former special counsel Robert Mueller deflected or declined to answer a direct question while testifying before Congress. Anyone watching at home learned very little about Russia, but it was not a total loss. Viewers learned how to use the word purview from the sheer number of times Mueller said a topic wasn't in his.
And they continue their efforts to undermine our democracy.
Well, Dan Coats is a low-key individual. That's as close as he comes to a hair on fire moment, saying the warning lights are blinking red again.
We're probably going through one of the most dangerous times in our country's history.
They have to try to change the story. But I'll tell you, what is truly shameful is that Republicans are the only ones wanting to know how this started.
We have some very, very bad people in government that would be willing to do very bad things and for bad reasons.
The Democratic Party is the hostile intelligence service here, if you will, that targeted the president and wants to get him removed from office.
The crime was committed on the other side, and we'll find out about that.
The idea that you have Hillary Clinton campaign supporters, as you said, people that were there, you know, looking for that glass in the ceiling to break on election night, the idea that they were there and they were participating in this investigation, that's really a tremendous amount of bias. And Robert Mueller should have known better than to hire a bunch of people that were Hillary Clinton supporters and Democrats.
You guys brought up the comparison. I didn't. If we're going to have the comparison, let's talk about the facts. No one in the White House is using bleach bit. I haven't seen that. No one in the White House is destroying 30,000 emails. I haven't seen that.
Why are we here? How did it end up here? What exactly led to all of this in the first place?
This was a hoax set up by the Democrats from moment number one. It wasn't true. This investigation wasn't about trying to figure out what happened. It was trying to back into the result that they wanted.
But you guys aren't going to stop. You're just going to keep going after.
Oh, my God.
But with the gentleman,
keep going after.
Adam Schiff says Democrats need to be realistic, and that the only way President Trump is leaving office at this point is if he's voted out in 2020. Do you think he's right?
I think it's too early to say that. I don't know. I don't know that.
I frankly think that crisis initiation is really tough.
And it's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran. Which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way of America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests. Some people might think that Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get us into World War II, as David mentioned. You may recall we had to wait for Pearl Harbor. Some people might think Mr. Wilson wanted to get us into World War I. You may recall he had to wait for the Lusitania episode. Some people might think that Mr. Johnson wanted to send troops to Vietnam. You may recall he had to wait for the Gulf of Tonkin episode. We didn't go to war with Spain until the USS, until the Maine exploded. And may I point out that Mr. Lincoln did not feel he could call out the Federal Army until Fort Sumter was attacked, which is why he ordered the commander at Fort Sumter to do exactly that thing which the South Carolinians had said would cause an attack. So if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if somebody else started the war. One can combine other means of pressure with sanctions. I mentioned that explosion on August 17th. We could step up the pressure. I mean, look, people, Iranian submarines periodically go down. Someday one of them might not come up. Who would know
why? No country has ever prospered that failed to put its own interests first. Both our friends and our enemies put their countries above ours. And we, while being fair to them, must start doing the same. We will no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism. The nation state remains the true foundation for happiness and harmony. I am skeptical of international unions that tie us up and bring America down.
Mueller's testimony failed to give them what they want, that the media is ready to give up talking about this.
We in the media didn't do a good enough job of summarizing it in a kind of a bite-sized way. It took us too long. The Democrats could have done the same thing. Like, why not get everything on a 3x5 card that we just say over and over and over? I mean, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, the leftist media just doesn't repeat Democratic talking points enough. That's the problem. And they're never, ever wrong.
There is tons of proof of potential collusion.
We have dramatic evidence of collusion.
How is it not collusion? How is all of that not collusion?
The collusion piece of this, piece by piece, starting to be built out.
A political hurricane is out there at sea for him. We'll call it Hurricane Vladimir, if you will.
Donald Trump knows the noose is tightening.
The noose is tightening.
The noose is tightening, if you will.
The noose is tightening around the president.
The noose is tightening. And I think they're shocked that the noose is tightening.
You know, I think if you give the media enough rope on this one, they might just hang themselves. I'm Eric Chen from Washington.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
What was your response, Phil Mudd?
A couple surprises. Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy. I am a proud shithole.
When do we see almost a shadow government come out and say, we cannot side with the government, whether it's the cabinet or the Senate?
This past weekend is illustrative of what a great case officer Vladimir Putin.
Ryan gets up and tears the shit out of everybody, runs like the wind, eats everything in his path. Because every once in a while, the lion has to show the jackals who he is.
I am your voice. Join me in taking back our country and creating a bright, glorious and prosperous new future for our people. We will make America great again.
I am the storm.
I'm not even sure if Rex is here, but we'll assume that I am. These are the times that try men's souls. Quoting Captain Obvious, because It is always a time that tries men's souls, and we are born in the time and place of God's choosing for a purpose. That purpose has a practical application in time and space. You are here, it is now, and it's going to be an epic, long, hot 6 weeks heading towards the end of summer. And not just because the president sent out another racist tweet about a particular city and a particular congressman, but because it literally is now his turn. And things are going to get so much worse. People are going to freak out. It is going to be an utter meltdown. And not just of the radical leftists, not just the deep staters and the swampsters. It is going to be a meltdown across the board. Prepare yourselves, as my co-host says, protect your mind. The fact is that for just about 3 years, we've been hearing about Russia, 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 and collusion, 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 and obstruction, obstruction, obstruction.
Whatever happens, blame Russia.
And I'm blaming Russia for the fact that the clips that I spent hours on yesterday have not uploaded. I'm looking at my screen and it says processing audio. Blog Talk Radio, get your shit together. This is really annoying. And especially since I've chatted and emailed and everybody says, we're not there till Monday. Well, then what the hell am I paying you for? But in any event, we're going to do a clipless show, other than the clips that are just here from before. And thankfully, they're playing, I think. We'll see. The buttons are sticky. Who knows? But the fact is that we've been hearing about this for 3 years. And the truth of the matter is, Trump did commit obstruction.
Oh, no, Rex. That's just a Democrat meme.
No, no, he did. He committed obstruction. He hasn't built the wall, right? So that's obstructing the promises made, promises kept of the 2016 campaign. He's building concentration camps, right? And again, Obama built them, and Trump is just overcrowding them, right? His policies. He colluded with the Russians. And there's no question about that. I mean, he actually met with Putin, so that's clearly collusion. The neocons have taken over his foreign policy. You know, he fired 59 missiles into Syria. He bombed the shit out of Afghanistan with a Moab. He's just about to invade Iran. So clearly, you know, the neocons have taken over his foreign policy, so that's another obstruction. The deficit is growing, right? So he cut taxes, but he didn't pay for them, so therefore we've got a growing deficit. Not to mention that the debt is still growing. Weird. It's almost like compound interest just kind of compounds. And obviously, that's his fault. I'm sure the Russians had something to do with it. So there's an obstruction there of our economic growth. Tariffs. Tariffs will ruin the economy, right? I mean, we've been told this all along because when you put a tariff on, the companies will just simply pass that price on to the consumer because the prices are set by the market. Not really sure how those two things exist in the same place at the same time, but apparently that's how the invisible hand works. So tariffs are going to ruin the economy. And, you know, naturally, you know, Trump is a racist, so therefore his supporters are racists. I mean, clearly we are all now, if you support Trump, orange supremacists. There's no question about that. Not really sure where John Boehner falls into that entire equation. I'm sure he's pretty happy that everybody's suddenly an orange supremacist, but, you know, that's absolutely, without a doubt, true. I saw it on the internet, therefore it must be true. But Mueller will stop him.
Oh, but Rex, Mueller had a terrible day in Congress in the hearing. He looked senile and old, and the Democrats are just using a trained and respected Marine as a foil.
Yeah, well, but still, Mueller can still stop him. I mean, Mueller will stop him by demanding, which is essentially what was done, if you listen to the congressional critters after the Mueller hearing, well, at least the next day, right, by demanding that Congress impeach Trump and put final end to this constitutional crisis. They said as much before they left town for 6 weeks. Not really sure how they're going to impeach him when they're not here, but they're going to, because that's what they said they were going to do. I mean, your brain isn't melting down by now, you must be really heat resistant. And again, right, we just, in all reality, right, meltdown. In all reality, we just saw the swan song for impeachment. And the Mockingbird media is apoplectic as Congress and the deep state operators that keep running full speed into Trump's traps. I mean, they literally, he puts out these obvious traps, like these tweets for Cummings in Baltimore. And I think this time they're not going to fall for it. This time they've got to see it. And yet they run full speed into his traps. I mean, I know they've got their 4 a.m. talking points. The Mockingbird media is on the same page, and they put everything on a 3x5 card and repeat, repeat, repeat. And then they, you know, the Congress references the reports, and the reports reference the media articles, and the media articles are referencing the leaks from Congress. So, you know, it's kind of all a circular, vicious circle of wrap-up smears and bullshit. But the agenda is not being set by Langley. It is not being set by Madison Avenue. It is not being set by Mockingbird Media. President Trump sets the agenda with the tweet. It's true. And they run headlong into it. And we are about to witness the most epic meltdown of all time. He has obstructed the deep state coup. So he did commit obstruction. Seriously. He obstructed the deep state. Actually, he obstructed several deep state coup attempts. And he obstructed the deep state coup that happened long, long ago. And he is draining the swamp.
Oh, no, Rex, he's not draining the swamp. I mean, you've got FBI Director Wray, and you've got Dan Coats, and you've got Mustache, and there's all these neocons, and Abrams is the Venezuela guy, and, you know, what the hell.
Yeah, sometimes draining the swamp means you have to put people in place that you can sacrifice and expose. And let's be clear, odds of Dan Coats surviving the week are pretty much close to zero, and he's not going to be the only one. There's going to be a shitload of shakeups going on because these people have grown comfortable and have been exposing themselves, and now it's time to act. But he is draining the swamp. And simultaneously, he's picking off all of the 2020 Democrats before Google could even select one as their nominee. Here's a little hint. The nominee is Joe Biden.
Oh, no, Rex. Joe's doing bad. Camel Toe Harris is right up his ass. And there's, you know, Pete Buttfucker.
Yeah, okay. Let me explain something to you. It's a splitter strategy. These people are fodder. They're going to pick Biden. The Democrats know that at this point, and unless they can remove him by impeachment, which just died on the vine, you saw the swan song for it last week, they're going to lose 2020. Now, who are you going to sacrifice in this process? Well, you're not going to sacrifice any of your up-and-comers because you might want to keep them around for 2024. So what you'll probably do is try to raise their stature in this primary process. And you sacrifice Biden, who's already lost several times running for president. So it's old hat for him. He can inhale his way into oblivion. Now, you might put on a Camel Toe Harris on the under ticket, right? Because, oh, look, Democrats are united. They made up they've gotten over their busing problems from 40 years ago. And that's likely what will happen, assuming Biden's not locked up in a dungeon for November of next year. Actually, it would be really funny if he was the one on their ticket and he got locked up the day before the election. Anything is possible. So he's doing all these things at the same time. And the new world order is in full meltdown as Barr, Durham, and company are deep into investigating the coup plotters. It's not about what Huber, or Horowitz, or Durham, or Barr are about to find out. They've already found it out. Steele's been interviewed. Mifsud has been interviewed. All of the freaks that lied to Horowitz, now that Durham's on the case, have gone back to adjust their stories. Geneva and Tensig had that. Solomon's been talking about it. And the fact is that it's too late. Some of them might be able to avoid some technical issues, but it's in place. The hold up was not a legal issue. The hold up was this potential impeachment votes, Mueller report, Mueller testimony, blah 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 blah. They've been dragging this thing out since the beginning in the hopes that they can weaken Trump politically And so, therefore, either he'll back off or they can actually impeach him on something. The sentiment isn't there, so they can't afford to do it. So, the quote, what's his name? Joe Biden, you know, it's...
It is over.
Yep, that's right, Joe. It is over for all of you. Now we're just going to see it play out. And keep in mind, there's going to be moves and counter moves, and it's going to be messy. I mean, the meltdown is going to be messy, but it's happening. It's happening. And as you saw last week, the Mueller show failed to put lipstick on Weissman's pig, right? They're trying to paint Mueller as some sort of cutout for Democrats. He's a cutout for Weissman. This isn't about Democrats. This is about deep staters. It isn't Democrat or Republican. It's the deep state. These are people that are embedded inside the government to rape you on behalf of their transnational masters, right? And Congress leaving town at the worst possible time. But what else are they going to do? They're recess, right? So they're leaving town, and the Supreme Court just basically put a stamp of approval on $2.5 billion of wall spending. I wouldn't be surprised if the wall's not up by the time they get back in town 6 weeks from now. But you can expect we're going to see a lot more false flags, like the one you're seeing. Obviously, today everybody's talking about Cummings because Trump wanted them to. But the fact is that you've got dueling false flags, dueling missiles from North Korea, which is really China, and Iran. If you really think that North Korea and Iran are launching missiles because, you know, they're trying to test Trump's mettle, this is the deep state trying to get you distracted into another geopolitical war. And it's so lame. It's so lame. And some people are freaking out. The anti-war, libertarian, you know, anti-neocon right, you know, is freaking out that Trump is going to be led into a war by Pompeo and the mustache on behalf of Israel by invading Iran. Okay? Nonsense. That's Russian collusion. You're buying into Russian, neocon, Chinese bullshit. Okay? Just think it through. There's no possible gain that Trump has in doing that. Now, does this mean that there's not going to be action against Iran? Of course there's going to be action against Iran. Iran was sucking on Oblo's and John Kerry's, you know, cash, literal cash, and they don't want to go back to being a marginalized, fake Islamic Republic. Much like China doesn't want to go back to being a field of rice paddies. But without the New World Order, that's exactly what those two countries are. And the governments will not be able to sustain themselves. And the Communist Party in China will be overrun by some hopped up people from Hong Kong if they don't have the power of the New World Order behind them. And the Iranian mullahs can be torn down in a couple of days without the power of Mossad and the New World Order behind them. Keep in mind something. The threat of Iran is one of Israel's best friends. By neutralizing that threat, Trump is both helping and hindering Israel, which is what he's been doing all along. And that's why people look at it as, one, he's been bad for Israel because they only look at one side of the equation, and other people look at it, he's been good for Israel, he's controlled by the Jews. The fact is, if you really look at it objectively and get your stupid emotions out of the equation, he's been both good and bad for Israel. Because, can you consider Trump an Israel firster? Sure. Trump is an Israel firster. He's a Saudi firster. He's a Japan firster. He's a Russia firster. He's a UK firster. But above all, he's an America firster. This is what you're not grasping about the idea of nationalism as Trump sees it. Because you're stuck in your little ideological ghetto and trying to observe everything Trump does, most of it which is a show from your ideological enclave. That's why people fail to really understand what is happening. Well, when's the D-class going to happen? It hasn't happened yet. It's never going to happen. These people are never going to pay. Okay, you fatalistic little pussy. Shut your fucking pie hole and get out of the way, because the big boys have something to actually get done. The declassification has already begun. It has already begun. We have a classified Five Eye affiliated document signed by Clapper and Lynch that was basically the intelligence spreading, intelligence isn't, you know, spying data so that you can make leaks and spin, that Evelyn Farkas accidentally let out of the bag on Mika Brzezinski's show. And if you want to look at that in detail, check out Butch Robinson's video about it. There's two of them. The last one he put up talks about Evelyn Farkas and that declassified document on the Bond Robin channel on YouTube, if it's still there, or BitChute, which it probably is. And follow Butch. And go to his channel. He uploads clips. I think he ripped the guts out of our last episode from 2 weeks ago and put it in a video that you can listen to if you can't listen to the entire 3-hour meandering show that we do because you have the attention span of a gnat. But the declassification has already begun. And Barr has authority to declassify everything. Will he? No. He won't declassify everything. He will declassify the things that are needed in order to create the outcome that President Trump desires. And Barr will protect the institutions, which makes some of your rebellious assholes pucker. Because, you know, clearly cops are bad, the FBI is bad, intelligence gathering is bad, the Department of Justice is bad, and basically government is bad. Well, that's true. Right now, in this time and place, our government is and has been bad. But just because authority is corrupt and misused does not mean that authority needs to be destroyed. It means authority needs to be reclaimed. And that's what this is about. Removing the corruption, preserving and redirecting and reforming the institutions so that we might actually have a functioning government instead of anarchy and chaos, which would be perfectly fine for the New World Order. And maybe we can start righting the ship after 250 years of it drifting into the hellhole in which we find ourselves today. But it's happening. And the death penalty is back. Oh. Well, how did that happen? Why is the federal death penalty back? Who's on the chopping block? Some child fuckers, maybe? What do you think that's all about in light of the recent Epstein arrest?
Oh, nothing's happening, Rex. I saw rumors and cue drops.
Okay. Well, they're not going to, you know, lay it out for you and say, this is what we're going to do, and we don't expect the enemy to react to it. It's a clandestine operation. Grow up a little bit. You can't know everything. But the simple fact is that the boomerang, which has been this FARA violation, spying, FISA abuse, Russian collusion thing, is about to boomerang. I mean, the boomerang is on the return trajectory right now. It's about to smack some people hard in the head. Truth is a force of nature. The storm is here. Some are about to reap the whirlwind. Now, truth is a force of nature. That was a Trump tweet this week. Largely unnoticed, truth is a force of nature. What's that? Well, if I had an opening clip, which is still apparently processing, because Blog Talk Radio sucks, you would have heard a speech given by Mike Pence in Utah October, 26, 2016, I think. It's on my Facebook page if you want to see it. Just go to Rex Christie Facebook and my Twitter feed, which apparently right now is Thundersaurus Rex because Liberty Thunder has been locked out. All sorts of chaos is happening. I'm sure that it's all my fault. But in that speech, he was talking about email deletions, subpoenas, violations, all the stuff that Hillary did. And he didn't end the speech, but the segment that I clipped ended with and saying truth is a force of nature, and the truth is coming out. Just like we go back to that October 16 speech from West Palm Beach that Trump gave, you know, that this is not another 4-year election. This one went largely unnoticed because, you know, he's the vice president. It's a spare tire. Who cares? But the fact is that Trump clearly referenced that speech. The truth is a force of nature. And the truth is coming out. That was the second part of the statement that the vice president made. It's going to happen. And when they were asking him about, you know, the Mueller thing, Trump specifically referenced looking into Obama's book deal. You think that was an accident? And think about it. These people, the New World Order, the black budget, the black ops, the CIA operations, all this stuff, the Air America, the child sex and the human slavery trafficking. This is, anytime they want to use the funds in an overt manner, they've got to launder that shit. And sometimes, and you can't just bribe people, right, unless you're going to use cash, like $1.8 billion sent on several pallets to allegedly Iran for some hostages. So they have to cover it. They give money to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood kicks it back to the politicians. They have boondoggles like they got in Baltimore. I mean, there's so much fucking money flowing to Baltimore. How come West Baltimore is so fucked up? By the way, Trump's highlighting West Baltimore for a reason, because of Cummings and because the people that are being mistreated there are mostly black. And that assists with the Blexit that's going on for 2020. Don't think that East Baltimore is any better. You go down Essex, Dundalk, all the way out, it's just as bad as it is in West Baltimore. These were white working class neighborhoods, because they've deracinated the cities. They use them as their personal piggy banks. All of the leadership in all of these cities is corrupt. They get the money from the feds. They use it for themselves. They destroy the cities. You've got a shooting in New York after the cops were doused with water. People are freaking out. This is just a distraction and a false flag. Focus up, okay? These things are all tied together, and it is about denuding your country, having subsumed you into a new world order, and they use criminals, gangs, terrorists, and other corrupt people as their vassals for implementation so they can continue to hide in the shadows. This isn't some magical rabbit hole conspiracy theory. This is how it works. This is how it has worked for centuries. But it's largely gone unnoticed because you don't want to study it and it's too frightening. It's about to come out. And it is going to be absolutely frigging epic. And you need to be ready psychologically and emotionally, because you cannot afford to have a meltdown with what is about to be thrown at the president and at you as he's forcing them to meltdown. Hear that? You cannot afford to have a meltdown. Keep your head about you. Pay attention. React resolutely and understand that this is a war. And in a war, you do not frag your general in the midst of battle. You take orders from him. Even when you don't understand the overall purpose, you do your part. Because at this juncture, right now, in this time, in this place, if you want to have any semblance of a national life going forward, you only have one shot. President Donald J. Trump. You're either with him or you're against America. And I don't give a shit if you like him, don't like him, hate the Republicans, love the Republicans, I despise the Republicans. I don't care. At this juncture, you're either with Trump or you're against Trump. And he does a lot of things I don't like. But national sovereignty is the goal. We need a second term to purge the Republican Party, the remaining cucks in it, and turned it into an American nationalist party. And then we can go toe-to-toe and fight about the details. In the meantime, don't frag your general in the middle of battle.
Really
understand that this is a battle that occurs in the invisible plane and in the practical physical plane and within this Marxist matrix in which we find ourselves. And you've got to be really in touch with reality to get that heroic virtue that's needed to be useful in this battle going forward. Because the stakes are literally the highest they've ever been. And we are about to see the last gasp of Leviathan. and it is going to be ugly as it bellows out its bullshit and vile crap all over us in its fight to stay alive. It's going to be an epic meltdown. It's going to be glorious. And we hope to be here walking you through it. Make sure you follow Butch Robinson. Go to the Bond Robin channel. We're on Facebook at Liberty's Thunder. We're not on Twitter at Liberty's Thunder right now. Maybe you can reach out to Twitter and ask them why the fuck they suspended me for automatic posting, which is something I've never done. And who knows what will happen with Blog Talk Radio and our uploads and all that stuff, but we'll keep trying. In the meantime, you know, let us know how we're doing. Let us know if there's anything that you'd like us to cover. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe we won't. Who knows? Also let us know if you like this live midday show Sunday thing, or you want us to go back to the evenings. We're trying new things because we both have lives that have nothing to do with any of this crap. Because we're focusing on the important things. But for whatever reason, God gave us a talent to be able to explain, illustrate, and elucidate these points, cut through this stuff, see the patterns as they are. I don't know why, but it is the way that it is. And you're not allowed to bury your talents because you'll be called to the on the carpet for that. So we do this, maybe inartfully, maybe with excessive use of colorful metaphors, and maybe some of Rex's analogies are particularly gross and offensive. But you know what? Sometimes you need to be smacked upside your fucking head in order to actually think, because you operate on inertia and momentum without any true investigation and examination as to why. Sometimes you just need something to do that. Maybe that's what the purpose of the show is. I don't know. I don't want to think it too heavily. We're just trying to deliver relatively entertaining content that is also poignant, applicable, and give you something to think about and something to do, because we're all part of this. You know, oh, Rex, you were telling me earlier I have no power. Yeah, you have a lot of power in certain areas. You have no power in most areas, and you've been conditioned to spend all your time expending your energy in areas where you have no power instead of focusing on the things over which you do have power and responsibility. So that's what we're trying to put in perspective here. Be prepared, because shit's going to come fast in the next few weeks. It's going to be an incredible tail end of summer. We'll try to be here next week. I think 2 weeks from now, it will not be a Sunday show because I got better things to do, but you know, we'll try to keep it up, but try to keep up with us. So on MeWe, it's Trog's Cave. On Facebook, it's Liberty's Thunder. I'm on Facebook as Rex Christie. I have a Twitter handle that you can reach me when Liberty's Thunder is booted out. What the hell is it? I don't remember. You know, I only have like 2 followers. It is at Thundersaurus R on Twitter. Follow that. That's the alt profile. You know, there's others, but whatever. But stay in touch. Keep an eye out for when the show is. And remember that unless you tell people about this show, it never happened. It never happened. And that's true for most of the good content out there. There's a lot of good content. I mean, I watch stuff that really doesn't have much to do with this show, and I promote it because I like what they have to say. I like their perspective on certain things, but they'll never be heard of because big tech, the deep state, and big finance control the dissemination of information, and it takes a lot of effort to get beyond that. So do your part. If you can create content, great. If you can't create content, make sure you promote the content. Now, that doesn't mean you have to agree with everything you spread, okay? You don't have to agree with everything on this show. I don't agree with everything Butch always does. That's not the point. The point is, am I mostly in agreement? Am I getting value out of it? Is it informing me something that I didn't know or putting something I knew in a better perspective? That's the important thing. And are we looking for the same things? Are we fighting for truth? Are we trying to discover the truth in the muck and the mire? Are we trying to do something good? Are we trying to help each other? That's really what you want to focus on. So make sure you stay in the fight. Make sure you keep your head clear, because things are going to get fast and furious as we enjoy the meltdown of the left. Make sure that you stay strong so that you don't have a meltdown. And together, we'll make America great again. This is Rex and Trog signing off.
And the Thunder and Liberty
rumbles on.
Doing to us, China, everyone. They're killing us on trade. If I'm elected president, we will win and we will win and we will win. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Trump, thank you.